make a motion that we send to Governor a letter, ask him to veto the legislation for the reasons stated here, and somebody needs to put that on paper.
That was Swift Mud board member Neil Comby. His colleagues on the board unanimously agreed. The governor touts squeezing taxes to a bare minimum as a surefire way to rev up the economy by giving consumers more spending power and attracting job-creating businesses. But board member Paul Semt said limiting the agency's ability to manage such a critical natural resource will hurt everyone in the long term.
This is an unintended consequence that we will be restricted from responding to the needs that we need to create jobs and growth and development that he desires. We will not be able to realize if this limitation is maintained.
Senate Bill 2142 removes the governor from oversight of the state's five water management districts. Swift Mud spokesperson Robin Felix said it also curbs water districts' ability to raise funds.
The cap was different for all five of the state water management districts. So for this district, the cap was set at about $107 million. So that is the absolute cap that we can now collect. So for this coming year, that's going to be about a 36% budget reduction for the Southwest Florida Water Management District.
According to today's budget presentation, which Acting Swift Mud Deputy Executive Director Kurt Fritsch delivered, the agency also faces a 72% reduction in state, federal, and local funding. The agency is currently scrambling to deal with a budget that's less than two-thirds of what it was. One cost-saving measure the board passed today merged the agency's eight local basin boards. Members of a given basin board manage funding for water-related projects specific to their locale, say, for example, the Peace River Basin. Sarasota area State Representative Ray Pilon, a Republican, filed legislation that would have strengthened local control over project funding. It easily cleared the House, but in the Senate, it didn't see the light of day.
And basin boards have appointees, governmental appointees, and about 31 of them. So trying to improve efficiency, there's a thought that question was, do we really need them? And in this case, currently, there are two of those boards that don't have a quorum and can't be constituted. So they disperse local ad valorem tax money for water projects, conservations, and so forth. So how do we get that done if we don't have these boards being able to vote? My bill would have allowed the governing board in its whole to act in behalf of those basin boards, and it kept the local millage intact as well.
Basin boards manage such projects as reclaimed water systems or stormwater upgrades. Pilon said he hoped the Swift Mud Board would have provided more room for local control in today's resolution, but he also knows they're strapped for time as they whittle down on the district budget.
Perhaps they could have gone to see how they're going to meet the local needs first and come up with a plan before they made this major policy shift. Because right now, the reserves that are in there, the money that is allocated to those basin boards still has to be spent. So I think they could have had a little more breathing room, but they're under the gun, I understand, because of budget meetings, and you saw the schedule that came up on how they have to do their budget. So I understand that. We'll go back next year, and we'll try to make it a little better.
One thing that is maintained in the agency's budget is $40 million in what's called cooperative funding, which acts as matching dollars to help the district share cost with local governments. Swift Mud spokesperson Robin Felix said that number has shrunken drastically since the economy peaked, but so have budgets of local governments.
You know, we expect, you know, over the last several years, we've had fewer projects coming in for cooperative funding because local governments, you know, don't have as much money. But I think we feel that a $40 million set aside for cooperative funding, you know, should be adequate to be able to, you know, fund those projects in the upcoming year.